Blog Talk Radio.
We bring a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto him the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto him the sacrifices of joy. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving unto your holy and to your righteous name. We honor you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, Father, for granting unto us one more day. One more day to be about your business, one more day to serve, one more day to give, one more day to receive, one more day to embrace and to refrain from embracing. One more day to open our mouths and allow you to speak through us, Father. One more day for us to go, Father God, and for us to go, amen, for you, Father God. God, we want to say thank you for working through us. We want to say thank you for that your kingdom come, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we bless your holy and your righteous name. Father God, as we come on this morning, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Anywhere we have come short of your praise, short of your glory, short of your honor, Father, and we ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, thank you. Bless our services here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for your word, Father God, being pronounced throughout the universe via the airwaves, via technology, and we say thank you, Father, for the promises of your word that never returns unto your void, but always accomplishes everything that you have sent it forth to do. We thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us the will, helping us to hold on to the will, to serve you, Father, in spite of what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying, and the direction that they might be going. We thank you, Father God, that we follow the way because Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the light. And we say thank you that he is our Lord and he is our Savior. So, Father God, hallelujah, we bless your holy and your righteous name. And we say thank you, Father, that as we speak today, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. As you told your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great. And our God's name is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added, already added. I'm telling you, we're just in a good place, hallelujah, when we're walking with God. There's no safer place to be. There's no other place to be. There's no higher place, no more blessed place to be. Matter of fact, there is no place unless we are placed in God. He is the place. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the blessing. He is everything. Amen. And so we come to rejoice, amen, in the God of our salvation on this morning. Amen. If this is your first time with us, welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. We want to encourage you to let you know that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the breakfast table as a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served in the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So come and feast. This is a smorgasbord. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of Jesus. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, 7 days a week, and we're still moving forward. And we're still moving forward. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. Amen. And and let's give God some praise. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. We pray that everybody, amen, is in a good spirit today. Amen. Hallelujah. You woke up in faith. Amen. You woke up. Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is able. Amen. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. And what he hasn't done, amen, don't mean he's not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because all power is in his hands. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. Because with God, all things are possible. If we only believe, as we found out on yesterday through the word, Jesus, amen, told us that anything, somebody say anything, anything we ask him, in prayer, in Jesus' name, not in your name, not in your boo's name, not in your neighbor's name, not in your boss's name, huh? Not in the president's name, but in whose name? Come on now. It's in the name of Jesus. Anything we ask in Jesus' name, comma, and somebody said according to his will, we got you there. We got you there. If you missed yesterday's teaching, you better go back. Glory be to God. There's a lot of things that we are praying. Amen. It's not in the will of God. It's in our will, but it's not God's will. Huh? God is not going to void his word to answer your prayer request. You're not that special, boo. Huh? No, God is not going to void his word to answer your prayer request. Amen. Because you prayed in Jesus' name. Because you touched and agreed with somebody, thinking that if whatever you bound on earth was going to be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth was going to be loosed in heaven, because you got together with four or five other people and touched and agreed, huh? Oh, no, God's not going to answer that. You can touch and agree all day long. Guess what? The devils know how to touch and agree, too. The power of agreement works if you're working it for good, if you're working it for evil. The power of agreement works, amen, if you're serving God, if you're serving the devil. The power of agreement is going to work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. But we're talking about something that's coming from heaven. Ah, glory be to God. We're talking about something that God's going to give you. Let me tell you, when God gives it to you, you bless. When God gives it to you, can't no man take it away from you. When God gives it to you, you ain't got to worry about losing it. Some things you can manufacture on your own. Huh? Yeah, Pharaoh tried to duplicate, amen, Moses' miracles. Yeah, until they got to about the fourth plague, and then they had to back up Jack. Glory be to God. The devil is a duplicator. He's not an originator. Glory be to God. But the God that we serve is an originator, and when he created you, you was original. Glory be to God. You got to know that you are an original. You are not an echo or a duplicate. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Oh, glory be to God, and give God some praises for who he made you. Hallelujah. And who you are, and definitely who you are becoming. Amen. Hallelujah. We are focusing, amen, on prayer power, prayer power, prayer power.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is power in prayer. If you do not have a prayer life, you have a powerless life. And it is nothing more sad. The agony of watching a powerless a Christian, quote unquote. Glory be to God. A Christian with no power. A Christian always running from the devil. Always complaining about what the devil is doing, never giving praises to what God is doing. Your attention is always on the negative, always on the shortage, always in the dark. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Powerless. Huh? Why? Well, we're going to find out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody say, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Oh, glory be to God. We need to be knocking prayer out on the Richter scale. Oh, glory be to God. You need a private prayer life. You need a corporate prayer life. Hallelujah. You need to pray. Glory be to God. And another thing that we learned on yesterday, for those of you who didn't know, you got to pray the word. You don't pray the problem. You pray the word. The power is in the word. The power is in the promise. You pray the will of God. Glory be to God. That's how you know. That's your confidence that you know that God is hearing you. Because you're praying the word. And the Bible tells us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus is the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you hear some people praying, you're so depressed when the prayer is over. You're heavy down because the last 15, 20 minutes, they praying the problem, talking about the problem, talking about the problem. Doggone it, Jesus already know the problem. He didn't tell you to come to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praying the problem. You come to him, amen, and praying, amen, the answers. And the answers are found in his word. And God will always honor his word even above his name. Glory be to God. He cannot deny himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah, and our prayer power, he tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse number 18, pray without ceasing. Now, Pastor Bradford didn't say it. No, let me back up. Yes, I did say it, but I'm only saying what the Bible says. Huh? Glory, that's the kingdom message. The kingdom message is when we declare what's already written in the word. Now, you got these other doctrines out here. We don't know what the people preaching. We don't know what they preaching. Lord have mercy, but we know that what they preach is not in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians, Luke chapter 18, verse number 1, amen, it says, hallelujah, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray, not to faint. Pray, 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 pray. Ephesians 6:18, pray in the spirit at all times. Now that's a whole nother subject for itself. So if I started talking about that, glory be to God, we got to come back and deal with praying in the spirit, because some people, amen, don't have a clue to what it means to pray in the spirit. If you're not praying in the spirit, you're not even praying. Because the Bible says, amen, for God is a spirit. Ah, oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit, Ephesians 6:18, at all times, with every kind of prayer and petition. See, it's different kinds of prayers. It's different kinds of prayers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which we'll talk about that as we continue, amen, in our series on prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But some folks don't even have a prayer life. It's time to get one. Glory be to God. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Amen. We look for opportunities to pray. You look for every opportunity to pray. And beloved, when you look around you, do you not see opportunities? Do you not see, I don't care which arena you're put, you can look up at the politicians, you can look, amen, what's going on across the waters, you can look on what's going on around the corner, in your neighborhood, next door, even in your own house, even in your own life, even in your own health, even in your own finances, in your own church, I don't matter where you look, baby, you're going to find something to pray for. Huh? Glory be to God. We cannot become insensitive to what's going on around us. Oh, yeah, just another person died. Yeah, another school shooting. Yeah, did you hear what happened at the church? Yeah, and you know what I mean? We going on to the buffet to eat. See, we become insensitive. No, we look for every opportunity to pray. Teen tells us to pray continually with all types of prayers. Pray. That don't mean you always on your knees. Amen. It's not the position of your body. It's the position of your heart. Because that's what God judges, baby. I know we are impressed with this pretty flesh. Let me tell you, some of this flesh is pretty. And I was telling my daughter, I said, it's amazing what makeup can do. You put makeup, if the right person put makeup on anybody, they're going to be gorgeous. Makeup will make you look gorgeous. I don't care how ugly you are. But that is that flesh, that stinking flesh, that flesh that if you skip a bathing, a bath or two, everybody going to know you skipped a bath or two. Why? Because flesh is nothing but flesh. Huh? That's what we judge. You know, we looking at the body parts and everybody buying body parts and this and that and that and that. And yeah. But God, what does God look at? God looks at the heart. The heart, the inner man. Because the inner man is the real man. Glory be to God. So he tells us to pray without ceasing, to pray always. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's straighten something up today. Now, we thank God. We thank God for the church house. We thank God, amen, that the church doors are beginning, amen, to come open. Some of them never close. Amen. Some of them are going to, they made a decision they're going to remain virtual, whatever the case might be. We thank God for the church. Some people worship on Saturday. Some people worship on Sunday. Some people worship in the middle of the week, or whatever. Whatever day you worship, thank God you worship it. Glory be to God. Some people have men pastors, women pastors, whatever. Amen. Thank God for your pastors, male, female, whatever. Thank God for them. Thank God for your brothers and sisters that come to church with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Beloved, you got to stop waiting till you get into a building to pray. I'm going to church. When I go to church, I'm going to pray about this. When I go to church, glory be to God, we got to get to the church house. We got to get to the altar. Yeah, you got to get to the church house and you got to get to the altar. But let me tell you something. If you wait for one day a week, glory be to God, hallelujah, to get something done and get something heard, you in a bad situation. Beloved, the Bible tells us in Psalms 46 that our God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What did Jesus have to say about this? So glory be to God. Jesus said, beloved, amen, in Matthew chapter number 21, verse number 12. And it says this, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. And overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And said unto them, is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. Somebody need to underline verse number 13 in their Bibles this morning. I'm going to read it again. Matthew 21 and 13, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Prayer. He didn't say the house of bingo, the house of the fashion show, and the house of fried chicken, amen, and fish. He didn't say my house could be called the house of political campaigns. Beloved, he didn't even say nothing about preaching in his house. Preachers, yeah, hold that. We'll come back to that. Huh? Jesus went in there through everybody. We saw a side of Jesus, amen, that people didn't think exist. God is love. Yeah, God is love. But let me tell you something. God is also, amen, a God of wrath. And the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. He said, my house should be called a house of prayer. This is what you do in my house. You come to my house to pray. No, we want to go to the house of God because we got a fashion show. Because we got a new outfit. And we want everybody, because, you know, you feel good in new clothes, you know what I mean? And so you want everybody to see your new clothes, your new shoes, your new hairstyle, your new jewelry, your new car, your new this, your new that. Huh? Glory be to God. No. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Beloved, Jesus meant what he said. You can find it several times. You can find it in Mark 11 and 17. You can find it in Luke 19 and 46. You can find it even in the Old Testament, Isaiah 56 and 7. And we saw the rage that came, amen, from Jesus, glory be to God, amen, when other things were taking place in his house other than prayer. Well, beloved, I come to remind you this morning that Jesus has not changed his mind. Jesus has not changed his mind. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 19. Let me read 18, because somebody needs to hear this morning. I'm going to read 18 and then go to 20. Flee sexual immorality. What is that? Fornication and adultery. Fornication is when you having sex and you ain't married to nobody. Legally married. Somebody done signed some papers. You done got some witnesses. The clergy done put out. Yeah, legally married. Let's set the record straight. Or adultery, where you are married, but you're cheating. And guess what? You start cheating in your mind before you started cheating in your flesh. All right? We'll teach the subject on that at another time. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That's a heavy statement there. Now, wait a minute. We going somewhere, and I'm going to close in a couple of minutes. But I got to say this because the Holy Spirit is leading me. A lot of you sick today in your bodies. Can't seem to shake off these infirmities, these diseases. Glory be to God. Just seem like it's something going on in your head, something going on in your body. Glory be to God. Is it possible you done sinned against your own body? Some of us need to ask God to forgive us for our sexual sins and have mercy on some consequences, because some of us done got a little raw and raunchy behind closed doors. Huh? Orgies. And brought your dog in the bedroom. Dog got your mat with your nasty stuff. You need deliverance. Glory be to God. And so he says here, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me say here my point. All right. So that's verse 18. Amen. That if you commit sexual sins, and that's a whole list of sexual sins, but we're going to that, and we're going to do a special teaching on that. We might have to do a Bible study on that, okay? Glory be to God. Well, I'll just do oral sex. A lot of these young people think, well, I'm a virgin. You a virgin, amen, but you giving blowjobs to everybody in the neighborhood. No, oral sex is sex. That's why they put the word sex behind oral. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That's a bad place to be. Verse number 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Beloved, did you get it? Did you get that? You see why sexual sin, no, all sin is sin. Nah, no, baby, sexual sin is the worst kind of sin for a Christian. It is the worst kind of sin. That's why you got gonorrhea and HIV and syphilis and a whole bunch of other stuff. Amen. Monkey disease and all this other stuff going on. It's the worst. You want to know why it's the worst kind of sin? Because we just read the scripture that when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. God tabernacles in you. You're his dwelling place. You are the Lord's house. The Lord is housing his spirit in you. Now, you want to take the Lord into an orgy? You want to take the Lord into a bed with your homosexual friend, your lesbian friend? Huh? You want to pull God into that dirt? And think there ain't going to be no consequences for your decision? One hour later, whenever it's over, if you did it all night, don't make no difference. The Bible says after sin has conceived, here comes death. Okay. All right, I'm going to have to prove. I'm going to prove my point. All right. All right, I want you to go to your Bibles. Mm-hmm. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Go down. Go to James chapter 1. Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bring forth sin. When lust has conceived, you done did the sexual thing. You done did it outside of the boundaries of God, outside of holy matrimony, all right? You did the sexual thing, all right? Hallelujah, all right? So after you have conceived that, after your lust has been conceived, it brings forth death. Death. You pregnant with death. After the climax, if you can get a climax, and you done hollered and screamed and hooped and hollered all night and whatever else you done did, in that bed of ugliness, glory be to God, now you bring forth death. Yeah? You ready to drink a little tomato juice now and smoke a cigarette? And guess what? You guys, you are attached to death. Wait a minute. And it bring forth death. Now, wait a minute. Okay? Wait a minute. Let's read it again. Verse 15. Then when lust have conceived, it bring forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bring forth death. And the wages of sin is death. Jesus said, man ought to always pray. My house should be called the house of prayer. Then he goes on in the scripture and says, you are my house. Instead of you carousing and acting crazy, you ought to be praying because my house should be called a house of prayer and you are my but you're doing everything else but praying. You're gossiping. You're complaining. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everything you want to do, except the most important thing you need to do, is pray. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Beloved, what does your house look like? What's going on in your house? If we were going in some people's houses right now, we couldn't get out there soon enough. Number one, you go in the house, if the house smells stink, you can smell the fish they fried last week. Smell like somebody having flushed the toilet. Y'all been in some of them houses. You couldn't get out there quick enough. Fleas flying around. Glory be to God. And you know, they fussing and fighting. Glory be to God, cussing one another out. And some houses you go into, you don't want to go back to. Church buildings you go into, you say, I'm going to visit today. You went to visit. That was a heck of an experience. Guess what? You say, I ain't never going back there no more. Not that one. I don't think so. You go into the schoolhouse. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's trouble over there in the schoolhouse. Glory be to God. I remember I had a teacher, shorthand teacher, amen, glory, when I still could write a little shorthand, by the way, amen, she would excuse herself, go in the bathroom and snort a little cocaine, come back out again. You definitely don't want to go up to the White House, the jailhouse. Let me ask you a question this morning, beloved. What's happening in your house? I'm not talking about your physical address right now. And although that needs to be answered too, because some of you need to hang when this call is over. Instead of going back to sleep, amen, you better need to get up and get some Pine-Ol and start to clean in your house, because that's where you live. But I'm not talking about the physical house right now, because sometimes I know some people that live spotless. I had one lady, amen, she had carpet. If you walked in her house, amen, before you left, you came to visit her for about 1 hour, she would pull out the vacuum cleaner and meet you at the door. She's vacuuming, I mean, spotless. I know some people with their houses are spotless. Huh? Physical house. I'm talking about your spiritual house. If Jesus said his house shall be called a house of prayer, and then the scripture showed us where we are that house, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, I'm asking you, is any prayer going down in your house? Or is your house empty of prayer? Is your house void of prayer? Oh, you don't want your house void of prayer. All right, I got one more scripture, all right, and then I'm going to try to close, okay? All right, here you go. Wait a minute. Let me pull it up. Okay. You don't want your house empty of prayer. Okay. Matthew's chapter number 12. Matthew's chapter number 12. Let's see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us this morning, beloved. We got to stop playing. We got to come up. We have to raise the bar. Look in verse. All right, here we go. Verse 43. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it be in this generation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the King James, in the King James, beloved, amen, and verse number 44, amen, he comes back and he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. And because the house was empty, not only did the demon come back, but he brought back seven demons more mightier than he was. And the last state of that person, in other words, amen, it's worse now than it was in the beginning when you first came to Christ, when you first got delivered. It's worse now. It ain't supposed to be getting worse. It's supposed to be getting better. My question to you is this. Why did the spirits find the house empty? If his house is a house of prayer, prayer fills space, prayer fills the universe, prayer fills time. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Prayer, glory be to God. You could be all up in Africa in your prayers. You could be all up in China in your prayers. You could be all up in the public dominion in your prayers. Why was the house empty? Will somebody please tell me? Beloved, it's time for us to stop making excuses. Everybody got a story. To tell you the truth, we tired of hearing it. We tired of hearing it. We tired of hearing you glorify the devil and what the devil is doing to you and what the devil done got a hold of this and a hold of that. We going to be honest today and just come straight out and tell you we tired of hearing it. You focus in on what the devil doing instead of focusing on the power of prayer, not knowing that the sincere, earnest prayer of the righteous availeth much. To know that if you ask God to do something in prayer, God is going to move. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To know that when you pray, you are fulfilling the command. When you pray, you are moving through the universe. God is moving through the universe. Amen on your prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why are you focusing on what the devil is doing instead of focusing on how big your God is? It's time for us to fill the house up. If God's house is to be called the house of prayer, let's put something in our houses today. Let's ask God to forgive us for the filth, for the sin, amen, and all the other stuff that we're putting in our houses. Hallelujah. This is a holy temple. Holy, holy, holy. How can God live here to be anything otherwise? God, forgive us. Forgive us this morning. God, we come asking you to forgive us in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father God, for the impurities that we have allowed to enter into our holy temple. Father God, you will not abide in us, Father God, if we are making room for the devil. If we are practicing sins that are forbidden, Father God, every sin is forbidden. But especially the sin against the body. Oh, Father God. Father God, forgive us for believing the lies of these preachers out here having us to believe we can do what we want to do with our bodies and get your approval on it and still be blessed because you love us that much. Father, forgive us. Forgive us for falling for the okey-doke. And Father God, this day we rise and shine, hallelujah, in your power, by your forgiveness. Oh, Father God, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Thank you, Father. If you want your house to be called a house of prayer, help us to begin to intensify our prayer lives beginning today, tomorrow when we go to church, because the truth of the matter is we are the church. And a lot of preachers don't want you to know that. You are the church. You're not going to hell if you miss a Sunday. You are the church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah, and God's word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Hallelujah, we will come back, amen, on our Wednesday night Bible studies and teach on some of those other things that we mentioned about today, amen, because the church needs to be aware of it, and this generation here definitely needs to be aware of it. They definitely need to be aware of it. Amen, hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us to be a hearer and a doer of the word. It's one thing to hear the word. It's another thing to do the word. It's one thing to hear the word. Glory be to God. I was talking with a pastor the other day, and another pastor walked in the room. Amen. And they was, just glorifying the Lord. And matter of fact, it was a bishop. And the bishop spoke to the other bishop and was pointing at me. It was the three of us in the room. He asked her, have you ever heard Pastor Bradford preach? She said, yeah, I heard. He just started shaking his head. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing. And we do give God all the praise, and we do give God all the glory, and we do give God all the honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I forgot where I even said all that. Amen. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is this, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praises belong to God. Now, hallelujah. We want to thank each and every one of you for your service to the ministry this week. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All of the hosts, amen, hallelujah, that host our power line, we want to thank God for you. Amen. Thanking God for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. We want to thank God for meeting us here every week. Every day this week, glory be to God, hallelujah, I believe, hallelujah, for the balance of the month, y'all might be hearing from me maybe two or three times, amen, as we have, amen, God's people that will be coming, amen, delivering, amen, hallelujah, teachings, amen, messages on the power of prayer, amen, so we're looking forward to that, amen, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, so, we want to pray that everybody would have a good weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Whatever you do, amen. Hallelujah. Keep Jesus on your mind. Look, let me tell you another thing. Amen. Whatever you do, pray first. You don't pray after you make the appointment. You don't pray after you get there. First of all, you got to get permission from God. Can you go? How many of us have just did things, amen, glory be to God, and didn't even talk to God about it, dishonored our Father? He said, acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. I'm going to so-and-so churches this weekend. Good, go. Pray first. Pray first. Glory be to God. Beloved, you got to be 5 steps ahead of the devil. I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do that today. Fine. Amen. Pray first. Hallelujah. And you're going to be all right. Amen. We refuse to be, hallelujah, in the right place at the wrong time. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody have a good week. Amen. A good weekend. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. You'll hear from us again tomorrow. Amen, hallelujah, Lord's willing, and we'll be back next week. Let me see what we have. I've been working hard, y'all. I've been working hard. Let me show y'all what we got here for the month of for the month of this month. Let's see what we got here. I still got a couple more to confirm. We will be hearing from our sister Kathy, our sister Joanne, sister Nancy, sister Shannon, sister Annette, sister Priscilla, sister Ernestine, sister Valerie, sister Tanya, sister Lauren, sister Marcy, sister Hattie, sister Estelle. We've already heard from brother Tyrone. Amen. And we got a couple other people we got to confirm. Amen. Put them on the calendar. So we got a power-packed month. Amen. Starting on Tuesday. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll be rolling out. Oh, we know we can't forget. Amen. Our Pastor Erica. Amen. And our Pastor Westfield. So we have a powerful, powerful month on prayer. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, if your life and prayer life have not been changed already, I'm still waiting to hear from Sister Aquanetta and a couple other people. Have to reach out to Sister Gwendolyn, Sister Darlene, whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. And no, anybody, amen, who, Sister Denise, amen, just come on, bring it on, bring it on. If a child of God can't give a few words on prayer, I'm going to just give the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we say thank you for today. Thank you for this week. Thank you for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, as we move forward today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us to move forward in wisdom. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, mechanical malfunctions, incidents, accidents, premature death, bad news. Father God, we put all that under the blood of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you for leading us. If it's anything on our calendar today that we want to do, say we're going to do, but it's not your will for us to do it, please erase it and help us not to fight with you. Just help us to say, I just can't, I won't be doing that today. And if it's anything on our schedule that's not there, that needs to be there, help us to be found doing that, Father. Always want to be in the right place at the right time, doing the will of God for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and in Jesus' name, we pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Woo! And we do in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, we came hard against the kingdom today, Father God. Hallelujah. But we are not afraid of any retaliation because we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. See everybody over the weekend. Hallelujah. Looking forward, amen, to a beautiful day today in Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, if you've never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, don't wait till you get to somebody's church today or tomorrow, because you might not make it. Give your life to Christ. Confess with your mouth. Amen. Open up your heart. Open up your mouth and invite Jesus to come in. That's all you got to do. Amen. And then reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org and let us know you did it, because we want to pray with you and pray for you. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.
Holy Spirit. Your kind of glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit. Fill this room, Holy Spirit. Your kind of glory, sweet perfume.
Jesus, we need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence, we need you. We need your presence, we need you. We need your presence, we need you. So Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. This is what I want you to do, Lord. Come, come, Holy Spirit, come and upon us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come on, invite him in.